HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun
Banerjee,
and I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. In this week's second episode, let's talk about end-to-end encryption. Yes, that tiny message on your WhatsApp chats that says these texts are now completely encrypted? That's what we are talking about. So what exactly is this? Imagine you take the letters A, B, C and D and give them the numbers 1, 2, 3 and 4. Now, whenever you say 1, 2, you're talking about A, B. You say 3, 4, you're talking about C, D. But if you go to a random person and say this, as in if you go to a random person and say 1, 2, they will not know what you're talking about, right? That's exactly what end-to-end encryption is. Your phone basically takes the text that you wrote, it jumbles it up, and it sends it to the person you're talking to. Only your phone and the person's phone know what each letter stands for. Hence, only the two phones can decrypt it. And as a result, you and I can read our texts. Simple enough? Why is this important? Because when you send a text to your friend, it actually passes through multiple servers. That means anybody who can get access to one of these servers can ideally access your text. With encryption, even if they do, they won't be able to read it. Having said that, if they have access to your phone, they will be able to read it. So the lock screen passcode that you have or the fingerprint you use, these are basically the first layers of security you have. If a person can bypass these layers, then they basically have access to the encryption keys. The encryption keys in this case are what tells the computer that A, B, C and D stand for 1, 2, 3 and 4. Taking a recent case, when WhatsApp was hacked by the spyware called Pegasus, this is what happened. They had access to your phone, hence they could read each and every text you had. It had nothing to do with WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption. The encryption worked fine, but since they had access to your phone, they could read everything. So, while end-to-end encryption is critical today, it is not a complete solution. But then nothing really is when it comes to the internet. To keep yourself safe, what you basically need to do is not click on unknown links, in texts, in emails, don't go to unknown websites. Basically, don't let a spyware enter your phone. If that sounds daunting, it actually is not. All you need to do is only click on links from people who you trust. Do that and you'll sleep better.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.